Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olsisi, serial entrepreneur, passionate marketer, and owner at Segway Group at Keller Williams Realty, Gainesville. On the podcast, you will find valuable information about all things real estate, plus some fun stories told by a variety of guests. So if you like what you hear, then subscribe and invite any friends who you think may get some value from listening. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Let's Talk Real Estate. Today, we are talking parades. So what does a parade have to do with a home? Well, I'm about to tell you. See, there's something special about a parade that just brings joy to so many of our faces, right? I mean, maybe it's because we associate it with Macy's and their Thanksgiving Day celebration, or maybe it brings up fond memories of childhood. So while this year we won't be sitting on lawn chairs and watching floats and marching bands go by, there still are some parades that we can attend. And if any house hunting or home improvement show is must-see TV for you, then this is one type of parade you can't miss. So in case you haven't caught on yet, I'm talking about the Parade of Homes. Now, if you don't know what the Parade of Homes is, then let me fill you in on what is an obsession among house aficionados. The parade, which in some areas of the country is referred to as the Tour of Homes, is a twice a year showcase where city or like county builders, the county's builders association, and home related vendors basically try to outdo one another. Parade homes are built to impress. They have all the bells and whistles, and usually no detail is spared. They have everything from futuristic home automation systems to the latest in lighting, paint colors, and building materials. Builders basically pack a punch in every home that they build. Now, the parade is not just for those looking to buy, although it does offer a wealth of information for those who are either thinking of buying in the near future or who are actively looking for new digs. It's also perfect for anyone who has thought of building. If a custom home sounds like a dream to you, then meeting the area's builders and assessing the pros and cons of a number of neighborhoods will help make that dream a reality. If you're not looking to build or buy, then you may wonder, like, why on earth would you spend a weekend hopping from what essentially is one open house to another? Because that's what it is. It's two consecutive weekends. Research, my friends, research. Parade homes, I mean, whether they're like the uber luxury $1 million ones or moderately priced starters, are the perfect subjects to study if you're looking for improvement or remodeling ideas. Now that you're spending, so much time at home, you know you are, you know that you've noticed every single thing that's wrong with it, right? Yeah, plus binge watching shows like The Home Edit or Million Dollar Listing. Yeah, those aren't helping your home feel like a castle at all, right? But maybe buying a castle isn't exactly in the cards right now. And what you need is simply a change of scenery. So how does the saying go? If you can't be in the home you want, then you might as well love the one you're in. Well, sometimes that love comes in the form of a new hand-painted tile backsplash from Italy. Am I right? So I've covered like people who are buying, people who are looking to renovate. So what if you're one of these individuals who's doing none of these things and what you're trying to do is sell your home? A parade home will give you an idea of how much new construction is selling for, what features buyers want in a home today, and what changes you may need to make to ensure that you get top dollar for your sale. Okay, I want to emphasize something to anybody who's selling an existing home. Please know that your existing home, no matter how fabulous it is, and it could be incredibly, incredibly gorgeous, it will most likely not command the same price that a new home of the same size and with similar features in either the same or a comparable neighborhood will command. Like in certain neighborhoods right now, that price can reach nearly $300 per square foot. At least it does in the Gainesville area, which is incredibly higher than existing construction in the Gainesville area. So just do know that, okay? No matter how beautiful your home is, it will most likely not be the same price as a brand spanking new parade home. But that doesn't mean you can't get great money for it. And last, but definitely not least, if you have recently relocated to the area and you have not been on one of my relocation tours, which, oh my gosh, what are you waiting for? Call me right now. Then visiting the various parade neighborhoods is a great way to get to know your way around and to help you hone in on where you'd like to live permanently once you've settled on a place, once you've decided you're definitely moving here. This year, okay, so I'm going to give you some parade information. This year, the Builders Association of North Central Florida is safely, they're following all the COVID standards, they're moving forward with the fall parade, and it begins tomorrow, which is Saturday, November 7th. You'll be able to visit 16 different homes, all at a variety of price points in several neighborhoods throughout the area. And not all of the homes are for sale, so do be aware of that. Some are sold already. Some serve as the builder's model homes and offices, so they can't sell them right away. But many are available for purchase, and I would venture to guess that most are available for purchase. If you do plan to attend the parade, here are some of the do's and don'ts that I've discovered throughout the years. Number one, do try to see all of them. It's actually really fun. And so the fall parade is much smaller than the spring parade. So seeing all of the homes in one day is feasible. I mean, remember I said there's 16 of them. And so really, I know, well, maybe it sounds like a lot, but it's really not that much to see all of them. But don't try to see them all in one day. You may want to split it up into 2 days or heck, 4 days, since the parade runs for two consecutive weekends anyway, so you don't get overwhelmed or exhausted. If you're not a realtor who is accustomed to marathon home showing days, then you'll definitely want to spread it out. While you're there, do take notes, but don't take photos unless you have permission from the builder or the builder's rep. Please note that it's really, really important. You don't want to make that faux pas. You may not be able to take photos or videos of the home's interiors, but taking notes about what you like, such as a home's layout, design choices, or the neighborhood itself, you know, all that is key. This will help you to remember each one after you finish for the day, because they all will end up kind of coming together in your brain as one big thing. So there is a parade magazine that you can get at any of the homes, and you can use that to jot down your thoughts. Do make it social, even if it's socially distant. So while socializing in large groups these days is a no-no, definitely don't do it. You might want to grab that house-obsessed friend. Okay, you either have one or you are that one, by the way, and drag them along with you. Stop for lunch along the way and make a day of it, you know, but don't forget your masks. And last on my do's and don'ts list, do be comfortable. It really is pretty exhausting, even for a pro like me. I mean, there are many occasions where stilettos are the perfect shoe choice. This is not one of those occasions. Wear comfy clothes and shoes and make sure you've eaten well and that you're hydrated. So while it's not quite as strenuous, okay, it's not at all as strenuous as running a marathon, it can nevertheless wipe you out. So this year, I'm especially excited about the parade because I get to go with a couple who is building a stunning home that they're letting me be a part of the design process for. So we're going to go check out colors, finishes, and more, and just have a blast. And it's such a joy to be able to do that, especially when your clients become your friends and trust you to help them create the home of their dreams that they will hopefully live in forever. Okay, well, maybe that home will be a parade home next year. I will keep you posted about that. I first have to ask everybody involved in this for permission. So in the meantime, if you have any questions about the parade homes or any of the builders, please contact me at anna@segwayre.com and I'll be happy to give you the 411. And in case you're wondering, I don't represent any of the parade builders, but I do know them all and all of the neighborhoods pretty well. And if you can't make it to the parade, but you still want to see the homes, then contact me for a private showing because I live for that stuff. That is all for this week's podcast, friends, but I do have a favor to ask. We are looking for guests and topic suggestions, and I need your help. Do you know a realtor in a market outside of Gainesville who would make a good guest? We're always looking for feedback about markets that are outside of our area. I want to see what other cities, how they're doing, what their real estate inventory is like, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know any lenders, financial planners, accountants, or even economists who can give us a broad perspective of the real estate market? I think they would make great guests. They have made great guests so far. We'll take any and all suggestions and do our very best to provide you with the best and most useful real estate related content every week. Also, you may want to check us out on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. We're at SegwayRE. And we have videos there all the time. A lot of these parade homes are going to be featured in these videos, so you can get a sneak peek of what they're like before you actually go visit them in person. So I am looking forward to hearing from you both about the parade homes and any real estate needs you have, and of course about any suggestions you have for the podcast. So have a great weekend, friends, and here is to the next one. Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!